is the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast.
Hi and howdy doody friends. Welcome to this week's installment of the Celebrity Afterlife Report. Still the only show on the internet that gives you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite C celebs. We have a new big-name arrival to the next world to tell you about, as well as follow-ups to stories that have been on our radar for some time now. I think I've hyped this episode enough at this point, so there's really nothing left to do but just to dive into this week's stories! As you almost certainly know, legendary comedian Don Rickles transitioned to the afterlife a few days ago. Rickles was 90 years old and had been well known to the public for at least the last 50 of them. When he first became famous, his style of insult comedy was unlike anything anybody else on the scene was doing. Now, coming up in a less politically correct era, he wasn't shy about making fun of someone's ethnicity, which can make some of his classic work a wee bit cringeworthy to a contemporary audience. As you would guess, Don was greeted by a very large crowd when he arrived in the next world, including the unofficial greeter to the stars, Soul Brother number one, Mr. James Brown. No sooner had James introduced Rickles to the boisterous audience in attendance when Don started in on him. "Oil must be cheap here because you've got at least 3 quarts in your hair," was his opening line, pointing to one of my sources who was in attendance. He followed that one up with, "No offense, but I came here to get away from you people. Is there a kosher deli anywhere around here?" JB was doubled over laughing, as was most of the crowd. And old pro Rickles proceeded to do 25 minutes ripping into everything and everyone before thanking the audience for welcoming him and exiting the stage. He was greeted backstage by old friends, including Frank Sinatra Sr., not his son, who's off touring with the One Hit Wonders, Ed McMahon, Johnny Carson, Dean Martin, and others. And I'm told at some point one of them suggested that Rickles and some of his comedian buddies who are in the afterlife should do a tour together. Don said if they were game, so was he. So from what I'm told, the whole thing hasn't been finalized yet, so I don't have a list of names to give you, but it sounds as if it's shaping up to be a real murderer's row of classic comedians when it finally gets off the ground. Recently, after weeks of being cut off from the outside world, the gated community of Trump City was abandoned by its erstwhile mayor, Fred Trump, father of the current American president. Since then, other than a few dubious sightings, you know, like Bigfoot and Elvis, he and his sidekick fellow white supremacist Charles Lindbergh have completely vanished from public view. So with no one in control of the town, former Apple CEO Steve Jobs and a handful of employees slash supporters moved in the middle of the night and just took the place over. Last week I told you that persistent rumors around the next world said that Jobs and Walt Disney had a scheme to turn the town into what Disney's Epcot was originally supposed to be, Epcot standing for Experimental Prototype Community of Tomorrow. Now, from what I'm hearing from my sources, that rumor is correct. Construction has begun on what is apparently going to be a dome over all of what is no longer referred to as Trump City. And while Jobs and Disney are holding their cards pretty close to their chests, it seems as if the town is intended to be the technological capital of the next world. Now, if you've ever been to any of the Disney theme parks, you've seen the, you know, what they call the audio animatronic figures. They're robots. And many of the rides and attractions. Now, rumor, I underline that, has it that Jobs and Disney want to have more sophisticated versions of those robots performing many of the jobs in shops and other businesses inside the town, which of course raises the question whether they will look like former U.S. presidents, you know, like in the Hall of Presidents in Disneyland and Disney World, or maybe they're going to be more generic. We don't even know if this rumor is true. But, and actually that, that makes me wonder, if it is, if they are going to look like presidents, are they going to have William Henry Harrison? Because didn't he last like 3 weeks in the presidency? Anyway, sounds as if the town, which many are calling Appleton, is going to be an interesting place to visit. See, they're calling it Appleton because Jobs has made it very, very clear in interviews that his new stuff, his new business, and all the things he's doing in the next world are not Apple 2.0, and he doesn't want it to be referred to as anything to do with Apple, so people are busting his balls, basically. Because, you know, human nature is human nature, and a lot of people are jerks. Last week, I told you about Alan Thicke, former star of Growing Pains, and his attempt to get his old talk show Thicke of the Night back on the air in the afterlife. Alan thought he had a deal with a network to carry the show. What he didn't know, however, was that his new management had set up a meeting with the still unnamed All Canine Network, which is still the weirdest thing I've ever heard of, which has been in the planning stages for months. So if that wasn't enough to put him off the deal, the network executives telling him that they wanted him to have a collie as his sidekick definitely was the straw that broke his back. Thicke reportedly stormed out of the meeting, cursing as he left the room. Since then, I've been informed he has fired his manager and agent, Gigo Figure, and is looking for new representation. Alan is also reported to be trying to set up meetings with other networks about the show. You know, networks that will require him to have a dog sitting next to his desk. Now, soon after he arrived in the next world, I told you that Thicke said that when he did get his show back on the air, his first guest would be his old competitor, Johnny Carson. So now, of course, there's a rumor making the rounds in afterlife showbiz circles that Carson has agreed to be the permanent sidekick if and when Alan gets the show back up and running. I find that hard to believe because it would be a significant step down from having hosted The Tonight Show for, what, like 27 years? But we are talking about the next world where stranger things than that happen, so, you know, I guess we'll see. And speaking of odd crap that happens in the afterlife, the movie that artists Jean-Michel Basquiat and Salvador Dali are producing and starring in continues to be moving along inside iVironment, the indoor rain attraction originally created by Steve Jobs. I told you about the 150-foot-tall replica of the Sphinx made out of a jello-like material that Dali is having constructed as a set for the movie. Now, people who know are sworn to secrecy, but the rumor going around is that the Sphinx's face will not resemble the one on the original version in Egypt, will have a famous person's face instead. And depending on who tells you this rumor, no, you know, you, different people say it's going to be different faces. That's what I'm trying to mumble. But the bottom line is, it looks like Dali is going to put his own personal stamp on this big fake Sphinx. Try saying that four times fast. Fake Sphinx, fake Sphinx. My source is working on finding out what face the final monstrosity will actually have. All right, that's it. I'm going to lock up the Celebrity Afterlife Studio now for another week. Please come back in 7 days' time, and I will have more up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebs to tell you about. Accost strangers on the street and tell them that the report is available on iTunes in the Google Play Store and on K-Chung Radio AM 1630 in Los Angeles on the Celebrity Medium. I'll see you back here in a week. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-369-3732.